gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Good day. How is everybody doing?
Good morning and welcome to another episode on the Horse Welfare Series. And today we are very excited about what we're going to be talking about. And just to give you guys a little heads up, if you didn't already see the message, we're going to be talking about this incredible new technology. Well, I guess it's not new, but
no, it's very old, but it's exciting for North America. That's for sure.
Yeah. And it's called the Beamer. So,
and you know, we're always trying, especially as horse people or horse people to be, what are the welfare pieces that we can help to mentally balance our horses so that they are feeling the number one thing that they have to feel in their life is safe. And how do we help them to maintain that safety piece? It is great. We work with them. We love them. We groom them. We ride them. We have them in competitions, whatever it is we are doing with our horses. But our main concern is always is that horse person is to keep that welfare component within them, because that will help them to always be mentally stable and mentally balanced. So it's really exciting that this Beamer that we're actually going to be talking about today works with how the earth works. And that's for me the most exciting piece, because I believe in science, and well, everybody should, because science is proven. Plus, with all those electric magnetic waves and all those beautiful things that the earth naturally gives to all of us living beings, this is helping us, because as humans, we do a lot of things that take away, I guess, those natural abilities, because we wear lots of rubber stuff. And we'll get more into that later. But now with the horses, this is so exciting. I'm very excited.
So if you know anyone who'd be interested in this, or if you want to help spread the word about how to bring the best welfare to our equines, whether they be donkey, horses,
ponies,
share this out with all your friends, tag them in it, comment in it. And this is how we're really going to help people to understand the welfare of the horse is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
And we're going to play a fun little game today. Anytime that you hear something of value or something that really just resonates with you, you're going to type hashtag holy jumping tuna fish and then
holy jumping tuna fish. I love that saying. I don't know where it came from, because I don't think tuna fish jump. However, it just naturally rolls up.
So today we welcome Lori Brander.
Oh, hang on. Shouldn't we introduce ourselves?
Yes, we should.
Okay, we do this have been following us, no, Carolyn and I have done it too. We seem to just ixnay that piece. Speaking about our guest speakers. So my name is Carrie Fulmeck with the Equine Connection, and I'm the founder and a master certified master certified instructor, helping people globally do what it is that they are driven to do, what their passion is, and that is working with horses in a completely different way. But it's also helping humans to be able to move forward, because we don't ride the teachers in this program, and any of the curriculum programs that we do is just all about helping that human being to be able to move forward while the horse is on the ground. And of course the business component, because lots of us have never had our own businesses before. So we, as the Equine Connection, stick with you for the life of your career to help you to get to your success, whatever that success might look like.
And I am Carson Scooter. I'm the social media guru here, as well as a facilitator and instructor for Equine Connection.
And my daughter.
And also her daughter. So today we welcome Lori Brander from Epona Experience, and she is an incredible Equine Connection, Equine Assisted Learning facilitator, as well as a Beamer representative. And she's all the way from Arizona, USA. She actually came down to visit us for a couple days. So this is very exciting. So Beamer devices use a pulsed electromagnetic field, abbreviated as PEMF, to deliver a potential therapeutic signal. The Beamer signal helps improve the impaired pumping movements of small and very small vessels to promote needs-based distribution of blood. And with Beamer's new veterinary line for equines, how exciting is it that we can support them every day with precisely adapted technology fitting to the needs of the equine sport?
That was quite adorable, I do have to say.
Thank you. much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So welcome, Lori.
Oh, Lori, this is so exciting. You know,
hi everybody. Hey, jumping tuna fish. Jumping tuna fish. I'm excited to be here.
We have known each other since 2016. And, you know, it's so exciting because you just went away and you did it the way you needed to do. And then Beamer came into your life, which is so exciting because I actually, just so you know, I have a Beamer, but personally, so I had bought this 4 years ago because Sid is my honey. He's 18 years older than myself. So we had actually purchased it for him just to get all those great pieces moving together. Because as you get older, it's sunshine.
It is literally a fountain of youth. I have found it to be a fountain of youth. My entire family has gotten on it for a variety of medical reasons. But we're here to talk about the welfare of the horse. We can talk about what it does for humans, but we have a new device that just came out in December 2017.
But you know what I love about this? You came down, you're doing all of my horses. We have 10 horses actually. You have worked with all of them since yesterday, and it's such a cool
and amazing
that goes on them. There's no plugins, there's no cords. And the horses, every single one of our horses have loved it. And for me, being in business, you know, the big thing I think of is saving money. Because the things that we spend money on for our horses, this is incredible.
Yeah, when their overall health is improved and enhanced, we find that they don't need supplements that they needed previously. Their hoof health improves. But more importantly, we are able to get our horse into a relaxed and receptive state with a 5-minute session with the Beamer. And for EAL horses, I mean, the marriage of the two is just an incredible. When I discovered Beamer for horses, I immediately thought, EAL horses. EAL horses take on all these emotions and all this stuff. Isn't he adorable?
Sure, we could say that.
I think you can feel my Beamer. this helps us release our horses, prepare them to do their EAL work. It helps them after the EAL work. We use it before the farrier comes. We use it before we ask them to get into a horse trailer. And I haven't even gotten into the amazing healing and health benefits that I've seen since I've had my own.
Even like how you brought in, like if you're bringing them to the horse trailer, because I know a lot of people show or compete, but you said that it helps to bring the horses to a parasympathetic.
Exactly. So when they're relying on their parasympathetic nerve process rather than their sympathetic, which is high-headed, aware, alert, and ready to run. So when you get them into that relaxed state, you have a more cooperative and willing partner in whatever you need to do, whether that be competing, riding, or EAL.
Well, you know that one story you told us about the rodeo horse. I was really taken by that one because I can't get over in just one Beaming.
That one kind of blew my mind. Here's what happened with Lunch Money. Lunch Money was a roping horse, and I went to Beamer about 8 roping horses that day at an actual event. So it was crazy. There was a lot of commotion going on, but I saw from all the way across the arena that this Lunch Money horse was in pain. I could tell by the way he was standing that his whole body hurt. So I went straight to him. I gave him sessions, Beamer sessions. I think I gave him 2 sessions. I had never seen such an incredible release from a horse. And that Lunch Money went out and performed, and the next day he was sold for $10,000. So, I mean, in one session, he was able to feel better enough to be impress somebody enough to be purchased for a large sum of money. So, but more importantly, you know, horse girls will take care of our horses way before we take care of ourselves, right? regular shoes, regular trimmings, and we're duct taping our boots together, you know. I mean just for people who love and care about their horses and want them to live longer and be healthy and happy, it's an incredible amazing machine.
And I know that it's not just every time that you go up to a horse and do one session or 2 sessions, it's just gonna like a progress thing, correct?
Absolutely. You know, you do have those times where you get surprised. And usually it's an acute injury, like if a horse injures a tendon or something and we're able to get the Beamer right on it that day, sometimes the next day they'll be completely sound again. But if you have a long standing issue or an overall health issue, it is going to take a little more longer. And for example, my horse Judge is the main reason I got the Beamer. He had become just, you couldn't ride him anymore. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him because he's a great gelding, you know, one of those geldings that just you can do anything with. So I took him to the vet and we had him x-rayed, and he had a condition that was impairing the circulation in his hooves that was going to only get worse. I was given an option of a really expensive supplement, a $300 a month supplement. And then I found the Beamer and they looked into the Beamer and I bought the Beamer for his hooves, basically. And within a month and a half of daily Beamer, he's rideable and he's fine. It was an amazing story.
That is an amazing story. And I think for us who are trying to figure out, okay, it sounds cool, but how the heck and why does this Beamer work? That's what we want to know.
Let's explain a little about that. So what the Beamer does is it enhances a human or a horse's microcirculation. And a microcirculation is actually 70% of our blood system. It's the small veins and it's the little arteries that go into the tissues. And those are what feed ourselves and make our cells happy. And if we have illness, injury, or age, our cells become, I want to say, like a raisin.
Oh,
where a healthy cell is like a grape and it has a smooth exterior, can take in nutrients, it can disperse out cellular waste. But if you got a bunch of raisins in there, stuff's getting caught and gunked up, and so you're not operating, and that's where illness and injury comes from. So after time, your microcirculation system, your body's self-regulating. It's made to heal itself. So after time, your body will find those little areas and just put things back together. It's amazing.
Wow. So just like you say, so 5 to 10 minutes, you put this on, and what makes the veins and the arteries and all of these cells plump to the grape then again?
That would be, you'd have to ask Dr. Rainier Klopp in Germany about that, because he developed this signal, this PEMF signal it's all over the country. It's being used in Europe in hospitals and more widely used. We've only been in the United States for 12 years and the horse unit's only been available for a little over a year and a half. So, but what you were asking me is, you know, what is all this? But how does microcirculation, I can't even remember your question. I'm sorry.
Can you restate with microcirculation, like what the Beamer does to make you go from a grape or from a raisin?
Okay.
I guess grape. I like that comparison.
Right, right. Well, it helps your body self-regulate and heals you at the cellular level. And when your microcirculation is enhanced, that's how your cells get healed. Because you're ramping up all that nutrient receiving and the waste distribution, and your body will naturally regulate itself.
So,
you know, we're so reliant on prescription medication, surgeries, and all these other things. And, you know, hundreds of years ago, people basically lived naturally. They walked the earth. They were in tune with the vibration and the electromagnetic force of the earth. Whereas now we have all these EMFs, we eat terrible food, we have GMOs. So our bodies are meant to optimally function, but we're not giving them a very good chance.
Okay, so then with the horse video that I saw yesterday, as the Beamer is on, it kind of shoots, like it kind of fixes things that are blocked.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it opens it up so that you can see that everything is now circulating and moving through the horse body, whether it be at the foot, whether it be at the head, whether it be at the butt or the gut.
It's absolutely systemic. Yeah, systemic.
So what does that mean?
The whole system.
Very good. Got to make it easy and clear for everybody. So we got rolling.
Excellent. I have to tell you about another story, because my friend Katie actually adopted a a foal that had an infection in her foot, and her owners had given up on her. And in Arizona, there's a place where you can take such animals, which is a wildlife park. And the owners had actually told my friend that they were taking her. She's the vet's assistant. So she stopped them and asked them if she could adopt this little filly, who was only 3 months old at the time, pulled her off her mother and took her home and started trying to care for the infection, and she couldn't. So she asked her boss to amputate the foot, and he did. I got in there about a week before the amputation. We beamered that little filly before, and then we beamered her every day after surgery for a month. And her stump healed, went from a complete amputation to a fully healed and haired over stump in 18 days.
How is that possible?
And I have
pictures
of this story a little bit earlier too, but with the 18 days, the vet had said it was going to be approximately 60 days for the hair to fully.
Yeah, he thought it would close up in about 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And beaver and Manuka honey were all that they used after surgery.
No.
Yes. Yes. Regeneration. Tissue regeneration.
That is so cool in so many different ways and levels.
And there's emotional things that can happen to your horses too. For instance, I rescued this really just wrecky Arab last year. She was skinny. Her owner was afraid of her, and she hadn't been out of her stall in 6 months. And she's an Arabian, 14 years old. So she was high as a kite. She had no muscle tone. She was skinny. And my heart went out to this horse, and I brought her home. We've all done this.
Of course.
So what has happened to Gypsy with Beamer and good nutrition? I was told that she was 14 years old. She had never been out on the trail because she was too spooky. With Beamer and good nutrition, I was able to train this horse, and I'm not a horse trainer. So I'm riding her on the trail. We Beamer before we go anywhere. We Beamer after. She's calm. I try to stay calm because that's really important with that horse too. She has a fear base because of her prior owner, but the Beamer has really helped me with that. Just getting her to a calm, receptive state so that we can develop a relationship.
I love that mentally this helps our horses to just feel, oh yeah, this feels good, this feels healthy. However, it doesn't take away from everything that they can perform with, right?
Like this,
even though they're calmer, they still have that energy, and they still have everything that they do in competition, dressage, whatever it is that they're doing to enhance the competition. Better.
Absolutely. And EAL, I mean, they're not going to get lazy and dull. They're going to be relaxed and sharp.
And healthy.
And healthy. Yeah. That goes without saying.
Wow. Yeah. Well, just before we continue, if this sounds incredibly intriguing to you, because I know it is to us, type Beamer in the comments, and a little Facebook Messenger bot from our Jordy bot will be sent straight to your inbox with some information on how you can find out more about the Beamer. You can learn more about Lori's website. And we also are hosting a 5-day business with horses challenge at the end of April, which we're so very excited about. It's free, it's 5 days, and it's gonna help you move or start or launch your equine business.
Free.
Yes.
It's all about free and helping people. Because you know, when we globally help each other, we are doing what we're supposed to on earth. And that is having that purpose to not have the secrets, but to actually make it better for all of us living beings here. This is what I always feel. The more we share and the more we help each other, that's why I love this welfare series, because it's all about working together for the benefit and the health of our horses, our dogs, and people. We'll throw in people too, because people are pretty important.
And they're like the people too.
Yes, darn special.
So make sure the energetic piece, it's the more you put out, the more that comes back.
Exactly.
So type Beamer in the comments, and Jordy Watt will send you off a special little gift.
Oh, we love the gifts. So even here with every single one of our horses, we always call us the misfit farm, because there's something wrong with all of us living beings.
But
here.
In a good way.
But in a good way. That's exactly right. And it's nice, because then it shows that none of us are perfect in any which way, but they all have very specific issues going on. So it's really neat, because you still use the Beamer exactly the same way, Because like you say, it opens up the system that it goes to the place that's really needing the most, I guess, energetic work.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's so easy to use.
I love
it. It was incredible. We have this one horse named Roxy, and she's a very high anxiety horse. She doesn't know how to release herself. As soon as she's in a stressful, well, it's not even stressful. As soon as she's in a situation, her head goes up. She like stops breathing. Like she can't handle it.
But veins popping out.
Yeah. Yesterday it was cool because at first she wasn't sure about the Beamer because it feels different if they haven't had it on before. And she started licking and chewing and yawning and releasing. And, you know, for her, that's huge. Like that's something that she doesn't just naturally, well, I mean, she naturally does it, but she doesn't do it all the time when she could help herself. And it was really neat to see her be able to do that.
Yesterday was probably one of the most fun days I've ever had because your horses have a variety of different things going on, and it was just wonderful to watch them.
It was. And you know what I loved the best? When we went outside and one horse was being beamered, and yet all 10 horses needed to be around. So they were all just around us, low heads, licking and chewing, just supporting the horse who is being beamerized, is what I would call it.
The signal extends beyond that animal, so they're all able to get in on it. They all can share the joy of that beamer session, and they took advantage of it, as you saw.
They loved that. And then some of them try to get underneath the blanket that is on them because they're loving it. They don't try to chew the blanket. They actually just try to touch and be with it. One of our horses actually started licking. I know I have never seen this before. Licking JR's body. I thought that was interesting. Well, she was being beamerized.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Like, what the heck? That's a dog thing to lick. Why was Brandon licking her?
I know. It was a blast yesterday.
So what advice, Lori, do you have in regards to the welfare of the horse?
In general? Oh, my gosh. Well, for me, getting the Beamer has helped every single one of my horses and other horses. Because when I realized what I had, then I went out into the community and I offered it to people who had injuries, who had other issues. There's a horse sanctuary that lives... You want me to tell another story, or are we getting close to the end?
Sure. No, tell another story.
Okay. There's a horse sanctuary close to me, and she called me on a Saturday morning, the owner did, and in a panic because her horse couldn't even put weight on a hind leg. So she asked me to come out and give her a Beamer session, and I did. And I got there, and I was actually like, when's the vet coming? Because this is really serious. And I gave her the Beamer session, and the next morning I heard from the owner that she was a lot better, like 70% better. So we beamered her again. And by the time the vet came on Monday, she was sound. It wasn't a serious injury. It was a strained sprain, but she was sound from 2 treatments. So if somebody is competing with their horse and they have a little issue, well, if you're competing with your horse, you should just have one.
Just always have it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it saves money. This is the part, you know, being a business owner as well, I will always spend the most amount of money on horses, dogs, whatever, because why? We always want to keep them in the best shape that they can. However, when I think of the dollars that we put in regularly to our horses, and because I love the idea that it also enhances. So if they are having to have a drug or an antibiotic, it enhances the potency of that drug to make it work even faster and better.
Absolutely. And sometimes you can do away with the supplement or drug altogether over time.
Exactly.
It's regulated itself.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily increase the potency. It just like pushes it through the body better, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, that would increase the potency naturally. You know, it would. So the word's good. The wording's good.
Oh, okay. We try to
do it with that.
But no, I'm thinking even for what you've told me for the cost of it, I think, again, I'm in with horses till the day my last breath is on earth. I am horses. I don't care if I'm 92 on a cane. Horses are going to be in my life. So absolutely. I think about having this Beamer in their lives regularly. Not that you have to do it every day by any means, but just keeping up that maintenance piece, the money that is saved for all the future of, you know, vets and dewormers.
Oh, absolutely.
You still do all of that. I totally understand, but I'm just thinking of those extra things that it could help them to maintain that better health piece.
So I mean, nobody wants to be on supplements. Nobody wants to take medication. So if we are optimal, we don't need it. And that's the beauty in it. And that's where you do save money. For instance, Julie, who's here with me, her horse was consuming about $150 a month in gut supplements that we've been able to completely do away with over time.
Wow.
So it's all savings. It's all value.
Yeah, that's like a ton of savings, even in 2 years, if you
think. Yeah, I mean, the Beamer will pay it for itself if you have multiple horses. You know, I'm using body workers much less. I'm not saying I don't use body workers for my horse massage therapy. I still do, but they don't need it as much. And if I can put the Beamer on before a body work session, the body work is much more intense and much more healing, which
is amazing. That would also be them for those essential oils, because oils are a huge thing that people are helping their horses with as well. Same with humans. So that would also do that.
It marries well. It marries perfectly with essential oils or any other natural health practices.
Wow.
Natural. It's completely natural. Even though it's an electromagnetic pulsating frequency, it is tuned to the electrical magnetic frequency of our earth. So that it's a natural frequency. It's one of the most natural things you can do for yourself or your horse.
I like natural.
Yeah, and only 2 times a day. That's
hard to find. Go try to go into the grocery store and see how natural.
The fellow who designed this, was he a doctor?
Oh, he's a scientist. Yeah, his stuff is all over the internet. Rainier Klopp, K-L-O-P-P, M-D. And he's in Germany. It's taken him years, his entire career, to develop.
Really? And how long has the actual Beamer been around for?
20 years. We had our 20-year anniversary last year. It was the first people brought the Beamer into the United States about 12 years ago. And Canada is opening on April 15th. So Beamers will be available in Canada coming April 15th.
For the horses.
Just in a week. For the horses and for their owners.
Oh, that's true too. Yes, because when we bought our Beamer, we just heard so much great things about it. We actually had to drive to Montana to get it and then bring it back across the border. So it was a lot.
That's not necessary anymore.
That is such a win.
It is. It's great. We're excited to be up here showing it to you.
So if you guys are eager beavers like us, and if you're in Canada and you just can't wait for this Beamer, type Beamer in the comments and there's going to be a link under Lori to just get notified when it is released in Canada. So it's very exciting. Type Beamer in the comments and Jordy Bot will send you out all this incredible information.
And the slideshow, I guess.
Yeah.
Once it's all there, then Lori can
I am putting together a formal slideshow. I'm presenting it next week for someone at Beamer. So I will make that available as a movie.
Excellent. Well, you know, one more thing I want you all to know as well, because we are only working with the horses for 3 days while Lori and Julie are here. But we're going to let you know some of the huge things that we've discovered over these next 3 days as well. And we're going to kind of give you that systematic system. What happened on this day, then what changed on the second day, and what is it looking like on the third day? And I have to tell you, I have a vet who's coming for one of my horses because he has a penis problem. I will be honest with you. There is a penis situation happening. Now, he's had the penis problem for a while, so we just help by cleaning it and taking stuff off of it. However, he's a gelding and he's recently grown balls. I don't understand.
He has testicular pockets.
Yes. So of course, and his penis is now super swollen. So we have made the vet appointment so that he can come next week, but we're really excited to see how this Beamer can actually help our poor guy, because he's been.
And that's like a lot more long-term issue infection. It would probably take more than 3 days, but he will be helped in 3 days. I'm quite sure.
Yes. And then we'll have the vet skis still come ski.
The vet ski. We always need our vet skis.
We do. They are the ones.
I'm getting my vet ski on board with the Beamer.
Absolutely.
They've got one now that they're taking out with them, and it's a loner and they're just kind of trying it out in the field. So that's a good thing.
Excellent.
How exciting. Well, thank you so much, Lori, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been just a great time and I look forward to the next 2 days.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have an amazing one.
Bye.
I love this. Holy jumping tuna fish. Haha. How does that happen? We don't know. We think it might have been an emotional stress thing that eventually just brought it up because he was the herd leader. And then through bringing in other horses, there was a whole bunch going on. So we aren't 100% sure how it happened, but now we just have to help him out. So, yeah.
And we even got one of it because it's like he has little brains growing on his penis. So we did a biopsy on the brain tissue. And no, it's not
cancer or anything.
It's not cancer, malignant. It's not that. Yeah, well, I call them brains because they look like little. We have to seriously take them off once a month. We have to clean it and they bleed. So, but because they'll always grow back.
Alrighty.
Well, and you know what? Since we're talking about it, what we're going to do is we ask the vets, you know, we didn't want to put them through this anymore. Could we have an operation to like finally get rid of all of those things? And you know what? The only thing that they said is amputation. And we just thought for a guy, he's like 23. He's so proud of who he is. We did not want to amputate his penis so he pees like a girl. No. We did not do. So we're going to pull it off.
Yeah, they reroute how it all works.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think
he would choose that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. We'll make her work.
Yeah. So we'll keep you updated on Mr. Crime situation.
Yes. And Nicole. This is perfect because we see Nicole soon.
Yes, we do. How exciting. Excellent. So thank you again, Lori, so much. And
thank you for having me. For
joining us today on the Horse Welfare Series. It's been such a blast. And don't forget to type Beamer in the comments.
And holy jumping tuna fish. And remember the 5-day horse challenge. Free, 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 and free some more.
We will see you guys next week.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.